This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'll work hard at it, I think. Jim City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Get involved. Become the solution, as I like to say. You are part of the problem. So all you do is whine, moan, groan, and all that other fun stuff. And I mean that in the most loving of ways. Left is having a meltdown, but you guys already knew that, right? I didn't have to. This is nothing new. We knew they were going to have a meltdown, didn't we? Oh, by the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me some of your money. There's a donation button there. You can watch. You can just do all kinds of stuff. Head over there and check it out. For the next day and a half, if you go up to the website, all I'm doing is posting all the fraud statements. Right, every place is there's been a fraud perpetrated. We're gonna put it up there, and so that's it. Every hour on the hour, put up a new story. Maybe not new to you, but new period. So you can see, because what we're hearing everywhere from mainstream media and others is these baseless. Baseless claims made by the president. I don't know what they call baseless. They never called the impeachment of President Trump baseless. Right? I mean, from day one. We've got some Russian collusion going on here. We have no proof. In other words, it's baseless. But we don't care. We hate them. It really scared. If you think about something, if they hate this president that much, right, that they don't care what the truth is, as long as we get rid of him, when does that spill over to you? When does it spill over to the point where they don't care what you think, what you say, what's going on in your life, and they hate you that much? Hey, they do me in some areas. They could care less. So much for, love Trump's hate. You guys saw that whole thing with Whoopi Goldberg. If you haven't, I don't know. Whoopi Goldberg telling us to suck it up. They had to get over it. They didn't get over it. They haven't gotten over it for 4 years. These people are liars. They're not misspeakers. Can we stop doing that now? They're liars. They are flat out, out and out liars. They know exactly what the truth is. The majority of them, they know what the truth is. They don't care. All they know is what an orange man is out. What they think. You know, Barr knows he's on his way out. One way or the other. He pulls this off. Maybe Trump will keep him around. But, you know, somebody said, oh my God, there's so much corruption that even, you know, when the AG put out his memo, his top man quit. No, you know why he quit? Because he knew he was going to have to throw some of his buddies in jail if he did the investigation properly. Yes, some of you can tell. I'm already wound up. What do you want from me? You know, I sit here prepping for the show, and I get madder and madder and madder as the moments go on. Because, again, you know, Joe Biden is not, let's get this straight, officially, he is not the president of these United States. He's not technically even the president-elect because none of the votes have been cast, not the Electoral College anyway. Right? I mean, seriously. And they're screaming to give him the same briefings that President Trump is getting. No way. I wouldn't give him anything right now for more than one reason. He's part of the team. He's part of the group. He's part of the tribe that leaked everything. It's disheartening that some of our own people are already thrown in the towel. It's disheartening that we lost Fox News. Now, we knew we were losing. I've been saying that for a long time. You guys know it. If you've been listening for any length of time, you know I've been saying it. You got Tucker Carlson. How long before they nail him? And Hannity, well, you know what? I don't think it's... is his radio show Fox? Probably is, huh? But he's got enough of a listening audience. He's got enough people tuning in. I don't think we're going to have to worry about it. We'll see. So Brad Dacus is going to join me after the break. I am not the legal eagle, legal expert here. But I want to know what it's going to, not so much what it's going to take to prove the fraud. Because they're talking about, they might be able to prove fraud, but can they prove that it actually overturned or would overturn the election? I say yes. When I'm listening to these other commentators, even on Fox News, the only thing they seem to be hitting on, the only thing they keep talking about, is voter fraud from a standpoint, you know, they're not supposed to take the ballots after a certain time. That's it, the date. But that's not it. That is not the date. That is not it. I want to deal with all the dead people that voted in those states. For real this time. Matter of fact, Wisconsin got so nervous that they were getting close to figuring out what was going on. I think it was Wisconsin. They shut down the database of dead people. So they couldn't even be checked anymore. Why would they do that? I'm just curious. Because they knew they were on the verge of getting caught. And the beauty now is the affidavits that they have being filled out. Guess what? They're being filled out by Democrats. They're being filled out by longtime Democrats who said, where is my party? I have had it. Did not know they were this corrupt. See, they say right now they're looking to save their own skins, and you guys know it. They have got to save themselves or they're all bound for jail if he gets in the second term. I know I said that the first time. I think he said it. Swamp was deeper than he thought. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm gonna kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, being part of the conversation, being, because I like to say it, it's not just being part of the conversation, it's being part of the solution. That's what happens when you converse with people and you get the information you need to get. So let me bring him on. I always appreciate his time with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does pretty much every week to kind of get into what's going on around you, how you can be protected, and so forth. And listen, always a pleasure to have you with me, Brad.
Oh, always a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
You know, before I get into the meat of everything, you know, Kamala, whatever her name is, Harris, she is, she and Joe are anti-charter, and I would imagine that's going to flip into the anti-public school kind of mentality. You're going to be really busy if these two actually do get in, aren't you?
Oh, very busy. Very, very busy. They're very intolerant towards anything that gives parental choice and education. Having the Department of Justice and an Attorney General, that's not for just standing up for the constitutional rights and religious freedom and free speech, but instead goes the other direction. It's going to be very, very problematic, but we at Pacific Justice Institute are ready to step in. We've got offices, more offices than anyone else of our kind across the country, and we're standing ready to deal with that. But I'm just hoping that we will have justice, that they'll do the recounts, and that people will wait for the results of the recounts. We already know there's fraud. It's more fraud was revealed today, and I just think that in the end of the day, there's still a good chance that President Trump will remain President Trump.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And just doing some stuff, I'm getting ready for the third hour, and the just all the stuff I did for the third hour. I got to tell you something. It's not like it used to be in the old days, a couple thousand votes here, a couple thousand votes there. We're talking tens of thousands. In some cases, you can be high as 100,000 votes because they bring these votes in. Now, nobody just votes for president and nothing else. I've not heard that to be a major issue. But in this election, we're looking at, tens of thousands of votes that only had Joe Biden's name checked off. It's a statistical impossibility, as they keep telling me.
Well, especially when you realize that they're like all together.
Yep.
They weren't even artful in their deception. They just felt empowered to do it on a massive scale, stacks of this. So it's blatant fraud. Statistical probabilities. You said there's no other explanation. And then we had all the dead voters.
Hey, don't skip over that, because there were. I got to find out where these people are living. There were people that were 150 years old that voted.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
I'm like sitting here going, what are they eating, right?
Yeah, over 2,000 in Michigan alone that were over the age of 100, and turns out they're not on the century list of people over 100 years. They don't even exist according to the records. And so this is what they were pulling. This is what the Democrats were pulling in Michigan. But the sad thing is we see fraud in California. We see it in Nevada. We've seen it in Arizona, Pennsylvania. I think in Georgia, it's popping up. And it's really interesting because it's widespread, number one. Number two, it's diverse in terms of the different kinds of fraud. So this is a very concerted effort to really reverse the outcome of an election. So I'm hopeful that that we'll see this change. If Georgia and Arizona, for example, at the end of the day go for Trump, which they very well could, then he just needs one more state. That could be Wisconsin, which is really close in this runoff, Michigan, which is outrageous in terms of what's being discovered in terms of the fraud. In Pennsylvania, where they violated the Constitution, went around the state legislature, and allowed votes to be counted beyond the election day. We'll see from the Supreme Court on that one. And
though it would be abnormal for them to overturn something like this, they can look directly at Pennsylvania and say, okay, in this instance, you went 180 degrees from what the Constitution calls for. Therefore, those votes that came in after midnight cannot be counted.
Right. And then, of course, the problem that I've heard of, and I hope it's not true, but that, when they weren't allowing the poll watchers to come in and how it continued, that apparently some areas went ahead and counted them and mixed them in so that there was no record of when they came in deliberately, even though there was a court order ordering them not to.
Yeah, but so, but Brad, in that case, for us people that don't understand, I mean, here you have the sheriff that steps up and says, I don't care what the court order says, I'm not enforcing it. I mean, what do you do in that case?
Well, you hold the sheriff in contempt and bring proper charges against him for his contempt of a court order. But it's very problematic. What it shows where we are, I believe, is that we need to now we need to more concertedly adopt major federal legislation dealing with federal elections that have increased a greater punishment, greater detail and specificity as to consequences, and that needs to, and procedurally also, there needs to be codified procedures that the Congress needs to implement. The only problem is Republicans have the Senate presently, but it doesn't look like they're going to have the House. There could be some Democrats that will, you know, side with Republicans on election reform. But it may turn out to be something that we have to wait until 2022 when the Republicans would have a very good chance of retaking the House, and then they could put something on the president's desk that politically would be very difficult for them not to sign, with America watching after understanding the fraud that's being exhibited.
You're seeing people that you're seeing people that are looking and saying, "Wow, I never thought it could get this bad." From the Democrat side, those affidavits, there were 280 of them or something like that this afternoon, and you have Democrats coming forward that were counting these, and they're coming forward saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be part of this." And so they're coming forward saying, "Sir, what do you think of Barr's move today, and how effective will it be to get the, you know, the district, or the, I guess the district attorneys of those different states to go after the voter fraud?"
I'm not sure. The problem is they know that this, you know, it's like kids in a classroom, and know that the teacher's only going to be around for so long, possibly.
Right.
And that's a bit of a problem.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. I've got a lot more I want to talk about. Recounts, audits, mailing dates, all kinds of fun stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With news that Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine appears to be at least 90% effective in preventing infections, there have been many follow-up questions about a timeline for the vaccine's availability. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes it could be available for all Americans by next April. He tells CNN that while there remains many logistical challenges to wide distribution of a vaccine that must be stored at freezing temperatures and requires two doses, those challenges have been anticipated.
The logistic or supply chain agenda led by General Gus Perna. And that's what he's been spending literally every minute of every day on, making sure that doesn't become an obstacle, it becomes a surmountable challenge. And I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, to say it's going to be easy would not be truthful. It's going to be a challenge, but I believe we're going to be able to do it.
The Pfizer vaccine remains in stage 3 trials, and more data on its effectiveness is expected by the end of the month. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Feel the rhythm now.
You're listening to Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. And I do mean that. I love having you guys around and commenting on what we're doing and what we're talking about. Let me just bring him back on because I enjoy having him with me so much. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Again, Brad, tell them what Pacific Justice Institute is and what you guys do and how you help and how they can help
you. You bet. Thank you, Joe. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of life. And we're unique in that, one, first off, we're all over the country. We have offices all over the United States, more than any other organization, coast to coast. And then we also are unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We actually make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to these areas of law and public interest. So that's what we do, and we do it all without charge, and it's a joy to do that. We have 52 cases in active litigation right now as we speak, and that's in addition to all the work that we put into beginning, for example, like churches to have voter registration Sundays. And by the way, just FYI, we felt really, you know, successful for the most part for those races that we targeted. We had several that flipped from Democrat to Republican, mm-hmm. and so now we're taking that model and empowering churches. Right now, we're focusing in Georgia right now as we speak to mobilize them to have voter registration Sundays, and then we're also going to be working on other states as well, Arizona, Nevada, to mobilize those churches so that the church can have its voice and people won't have to feel disenfranchised. So that's what we're doing, and hopefully enough good will decide to vote to counteract the frauds and the con men and the crooks.
You're going to have to work overtime with 3 times as many people. So some of the things, you know, we were kind of joking about before we went to break, but they're real. You can't, first of all, people, you can't just keep asking for a recount. We don't want just a recount. We want a recount and an audit. And I'll tell you why. There's a bunch of reasons for this. As of late, somebody decided to start looking at dates. And that doesn't sound like a big deal because they're looking to see when they came back in. But what they're finding with some of these ballots, like in Pennsylvania and other places, is the computer says, well, we mailed that ballot out on September 24th. And somehow it got back on the 26th, all filled in nice and neat through the mail system. I mean, how does that work? It doesn't, right?
It takes 2 days.
And some were even backdated.
Right, it takes 2 days to get there, and then you put it in the mail, and it takes another day or 2 days to get it back. That's right. That's a clear sign of voter fraud.
And it's crazy. It's some of the ways they did something is just crazy. Anyway, some of the dates that I saw, for instance, showed that they actually went out, let's say, on October 24th and were returned on October 3rd. You know what I'm saying? So, in the system. Oh, my God. I can't believe these people. They're just feeling bolder. They feel like they can get away with it. But the audit would at least match the signature. It would make sure that those people actually lived there and that they were alive living there, not just living in a cemetery plot, right?
Right, and that's been very widespread. We've seen that in Nevada, Arizona, Michigan. That came out to over 10,000, so votes that way. So yeah, it's just a lot of different examples. And the problem, these examples are not just, as you pointed out, you know, one or two here, a few there. This is large numbers, you know, and of these happening in states, and we see a pattern of it. So this was orchestrated. This couldn't have been just something that a few people just sort of did. This was orchestrated, and it has a Democrat Party all over it. It just shows we need major reform for greater, accountability and, enforceability and criminal prosecution penalties.
How about we follow the law? I mean, you saw what they did in Pennsylvania where they actually put, was it Pennsylvania or Detroit, where they actually put blockers up in the window, you know? I don't know what they were.
Oh, Philadelphia.
Or something. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, by the way, overall Pennsylvania, I mean, there's a lot of those places, honest areas, honest voting, generally the Republican areas. But Philadelphia, known for being crooked. But when they put things up on the windows so people can't view what they're doing, what they're hiding. I mean, it was just so primitive and blatant in your face what they were doing. And if we can't see justice, we're going to have, rightfully so, a very frustrated America. And it's a shame because I like the person elected to office, whether it's my choice or not, to be legitimate for the sake of stability and for the integrity of our system of government. But we, there's a good chance, if we have a Biden sitting in the White House, there's a good chance we will not have that.
No.
Ever, for either at least the next 4 years. And if we don't fix this, we may not have that for quite some time.
No, and I was telling people today, I said, you guys, I saw this meme and it's so true. It's like the turkeys have elected to go ahead with Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, seriously, this is exactly what's going on here where you have, Joe Biden. There are so many rights that he's going to go back to taking back away from you. And if you look, the executive orders that they're already putting together for the first day, I mean, frankly, things like, paying for abortions in Mexico City again. You know, and I'm
right.
Reading down the list. Why is that so important to the security and safety of this country? It's just nuts.
Right. Right. Federally, U.S. funding of abortions in other countries. You know, Obama funded almost $500 million just to pay for specifically for black babies in Africa to be aborted. That was unbelievable, outrageous. Well, Biden is going to do a take two. He wants to have taxpayers fund abortions in other countries. Trump stopped that. He's also, it's great concerns on trade. Tremendous concerns on trade. The dollar has already weakened since, the press said that Biden was going to be the elected president. The dollar's weakened, I think, and because we'll probably reverse our tough trade stance against China and probably cave into Iran.
Yep.
It's going to be very nasty, and the American people are going to see what happens when they let their shallow feelings decide someone who's setting public policy affecting our lives and our welfare and our fortune.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But it's all about power. It's all about the party. Nothing else matters. You know, I don't know if you saw the thing with Blagojevich the other day, the interview with him where he just came out and said, look, I've been part of this machine for years. for decades. This is how they operate. They've perfected it. There was no way they were going to let a legal, if you would, a normal election go through because they knew who would win easily.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. We saw it in the polls. We saw it at the rallies. And we saw it in the votes coming in until the votes stopped. And suddenly they started bringing in votes that were, quote-unquote, mailed in or sitting on the side. And then things suddenly turned around. You know, Trump was ahead like by 800,000 votes. I think it was when things, you know, turned around. And Pennsylvania was one of the worst. So, you know, I hope they do bring this to light. If Biden occupies the White House, based on all the evidence now that's come forth just so far, he will be, in the minds of half of America at least, as illegitimate, that he got there in crooked means, and that is a terrible president to have in the White House, no matter what party they may be from.
Yep, I agree with you. And the other thing that people don't seem to understand, I mean, we're always talking about law. They're always throwing law up to into our faces. President Trump is president until January 20th. Let's start there. Right?
Right.
And Joe Biden isn't even technically, he's not even president-elect until, I think, December 14th or something like that, when the, because the Electoral College goes in, I think they vote on the 8th or something like that. And then Congress accepts the vote, for lack of a better term, and then he becomes president-elect. And, you know, people have already got him, want him in the White House. They want to throw Trump out. See, he's not leaving. He needs to concede and go. Doesn't work that way, you maronis. Maybe you should have paid attention in school.
Right.
We are woefully ignorant in this country.
We are, and I'll never forget, we gave Gore 37 days to contest a few counties. We've got at least 5 states that need not only a recount, but like you say, an audit with massive fraud.
Yep.
This is just the beginning.
Yep. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up from Brad after this.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is...
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Oh, yeah, Cavuto.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Hold on.
Why, he's dead.
Okay, in a good way.
I'm just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do all that fun stuff. That actually helps us further the cause, get the information out even more. You know, I've been yelling at you guys, get off Facebook, right? I told you what was going on, but you wouldn't listen to me. And now we're losing more and more and more of our people. We know I told him I wouldn't say anything yet, so I'm not going to. But a friend of mine lost a page that had 3.5 million followers. Conservative page, talked about the Stop the Steal group and a few others, and they pulled his page out. Facebook pulled down the actual Stop the Steal group. We are at their mercy, but we allowed them to do that. We gave them the keys to the safe. Asked them not to lock us in and look at what happened. All right, the jail, whatever. But you see what I'm saying here? I mean, the bottom line with it is they have total control of how information moves unless you get involved with somebody like me who's on terrestrial radio, over-the-air radio. Because, at this point, your local talk stations are the only way you're going to get information out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me like he does every week. Love talking about some of the things going on in the news and in the legal world. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, great show. Thank you, Joe.
All right, so, you know, I wasn't going to go down this road, but why not? The Facebook, it has pulled, at this point, it's got to be at least 800-900 pages that I know of that I've read about, and they're all conservative pages. They're all pages that have to do with the president, you know, pro-Trump. Even the one with Stop the Steal Group, that I think they went to, what, 300, 400, 500,000 in a snap of a finger. And Zuckerberg didn't like it, so they went away.
Yeah, in my understanding, these aren't calling for people to be murdered or killed. It's because of that they're pro-Trump.
Right.
And that's the reason they're being removed and taken off of Facebook. You know, we have 176,000 likes on our Facebook page, Pacific Justice Institute. I'll be honest with you. I'm just wondering when it's going to happen, and when they're going to, you know, remove others. Ministries have been taken off.
Oh yeah.
It's almost reminds me of, like, you know, the book George Orwell's 1984. You know, the modern day, the new public square, if you will, is the internet, is social media. And if the new public square that people are using is taken over, then our free speech is taken over in a major way. It's, you know, we still have radio, but even then, if Biden gets the White House, he wants to make it so that there can be no conservative or Christian radio stations, for that matter, religious radio stations.
Yep.
That's the fairness doctrine. So, which is unfair. So, but they love to name things that are opposite of what they are. So.
Oh yeah, because you can't go against it, right? It's like the one they had going on here, the split the Prop 13, the you know, property tax bill, send it over to commercial. It was like a Save the Kids or Safety for Children's Act or something like that, because they were going to use the money. You know, they're always so good about using the money where they're supposed to, but they're going to use the money that they get, the extra money they got from splitting the tax rolls, to help the kids and pay for schools and all that other stuff. It was just totally amazing to me how they get away with this, you know?
No, I know. I know.
And again, that's what you're going to see countrywide if they get into office. If they get that much power, you saw the evil look in Chuck Schumer's face when he said, "All we need now is the two more senators for the Senate, and we will change America."
Yeah, and they'll destroy America as we know it.
Yep.
And it's no longer, you know, your mom and dad's Democrat Party.
No.
This is a socialist party with a dangerous, destructive agenda that will trounce on our rights and our freedoms. And that's why you have even, you know, liberals. You know, your classic liberals like Alan Dershowitz, they're coming out and saying, "No, don't do this. You're destroying our Constitution. You're destroying our civil rights." So, you know, whether you're for the left or for the right, if you value the Constitution and our civil rights and civil liberties, you know, you should be very alarmed, because that's the extremist agenda that's going to take away our freedoms and for everyone that they're espousing. It's in so many different ways, from property ownership to economic liberty, to economic opportunity, free speech, religious freedom, Second Amendment gun rights, et cetera, privacy protection, et cetera.
Yeah, I read some of these stories, and I say, why can't even the moderate Dem start pounding his fist or her fist down? This is not it. This is not what we should be doing. I mean, seriously, that simple. But and they're doing it still when it comes to, like, CNN and what have you, where now they're calling all of Trump's comments are baseless, which I find really interesting, because if any one of these 10 things was going on with Donald Trump, it would be what, 24/7 wall-to-wall news coverage, wouldn't it?
Oh, more than that, you'd have people rioting in the streets, burning, setting things on fire, people getting shot, you know, total turmoil. That's
that's how they would respond. Conservatives are, you know, reasonable people. We're not going to do violence.
No.
We're going to argue in the courts, but you know, it's clearly a double standard, and I just hope America recognizes that, especially when we have our next election.
You are such an optimist.
That there will be a next election that people, yeah, I know it's.
You just I joke, but I mean it kind of sincerely. I say, you know, I started to lose hope when Obama got elected the second time. We watched what he was doing. You see people on the left. I mean, people you thought were good, solid people defending him. Now they're defending Joe Biden, who has no clue as to where he is. Even Democrats that I know, prominent Democrats, have told me, yeah, he's gone. And yet they still want to give this guy the 3 o'clock call to push the button. Is that what we've become? Is that really what we've become as a society? Party over principle?
Well, and that's what's interesting, because you're right. He's totally incompetent, mentally incompetent, in a literal way, not in a just, you know, slam Joe Biden way. I mean, he's in a literal way, and people know that. He has moderate dementia, Alzheimer's dementia. Doctors have validated that, who've observed him, friends, neurologists I know have validated that. So what we're looking at is who he puts around him, Joe, in terms of is it going to be the far left? Is it going to be just liberals? And then we're going to see, number one, we're going to see a division in the Democrat Party if that happens. If he gets the White House, we're going to see a divide and battle there that he may not even know what's going on, but it's going to happen. And if the ultra-left win, which it looks like they are in terms of policies and those setting forth policies, it could be horrific if we lose the Senate, in particular if we lose the Senate. And that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute are working actually right now there in Georgia to mobilize churches to register their voters on Sunday mornings between now and December 4th so we don't have that nightmare come the January runoffs.
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too. I know you do a class on it. We need more and more pastors to get involved where they can do this. They can get involved. They can register voters. They can speak to the issues today. They can talk about, you know, matching up candidates with the issues in the Bible, and those are the ones you should be voting for. All that can be done without them getting in trouble, can't it?
Right. There's so much that they can do. They have tremendous, when it comes to speech and their expression, churches and pastors have a tremendous freedom. They just can't financially support a candidate or spend money, you know, for or against a candidate per se like that. But there's tremendous freedom that they have as a general rule regarding what they can say, they can do. And registering their voters is so important. We helped 317 churches in Southern California register their voters on Sunday mornings. It's being a good citizen. There's nothing political about it. It's just being a good, responsible citizen and showing that you care. We give them, the pastors, the verses. We give them the principles to explain it to the congregation that may not understand it, why it's that important. But the stakes are very, very high. We're going to have extremely liberal judges appointed on the Supreme Court on down if we don't control the Senate. There's so much hanging in the balance moving ahead.
Yeah. Again, growing up in Boston, seeing some of the things that were being done or had been done, I sit here and look at some of these moves and go, my God, just open your eyes and look. Forget that you're a Democrat or Republican. Remember that you're an American first, and you're going to see it being done right in front of your face. And it's not cool. It's not a cool trick. It's not a parlor trick. It will truly, truly have a bearing on your life. Anyway, we're up against to tell people where they can find you.
You bet. If they want to get our update on our cases and what we're doing regarding the election, go to pji.org, pji.org.
They can't make it any easier than that, people. I mean, seriously. All right. Next hour, we're going to deal with nothing but fraud. We're going to talk about all the fraud issues that are out there, and you can decide which ones are real, which ones aren't. Show them to see your host, listen to The Real Side.